This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 26th day of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa. We commend to the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 18,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 46,000 rand. And the minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 1,000 rand. The Malikis is 350 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Markaz Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Do remember the WhatsApp number for your questions if you're in South Africa, 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it is +27 84786 3132. Do remember, Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The website is muftiakhussain.net, madrasahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to, and we welcome our esteemed Mufti Saab to this afternoon's Q&A program, as well as the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan to all the technicians, brother Bilal and our brother Yusuf Asmal. And here we have lucky this thing with us, Bonface here with us. So thank you very much to him as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So let us give you what's the latest developments there in Gaza and surrounding areas and so forth and so on. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is, remember, the Haaretz newspaper of today. So they say IDF violation of Israel Hamas ceasefire. IDF strikes across Gaza after armed militants attack Israeli forces in Rafah. They won't tell you that yesterday they murdered and killed 11 Palestinians in a bus attack. So these are the media, the Zionist Jews media, remember, the whom Almighty Allah calls the swines and the pigs, the donkeys and the monkeys, and the dogs in the noble Quran. So the whole world is seeing that who are the real terrorists, Israel, number one, and America, their handler. So therefore, both of them having huge problems and so forth in their own countries. Ben Gvir calls on Israel to return to fighting in Gaza with full force following reports of clashes in Rafah. Freed hostages David and Ariel Kunow say struggle for hostages not over in first public statement. U.S. informs mediators of reports indicating imminent ceasefire violations by Hamas in targeting Palestinian civilians. They've got nothing to do with you. You must remember that if they are killing, they are spies and all that were collaborating with the Israeli IDF and the Israeli government. So they got all the right to shoot them dead. So what the hell, you poking your holes those days, you Trump. You saw what's happening to you. 7 million people marched in the weekend there against Trump, and they said, danger, danger, there's a pedo in the house. There's a pedophile in the White House, if you don't understand. So he's disgraced, just like Netanyahu and all these haramis, Ben Gvir and Smotrich. So slain hostages, Ronan Engel and Sonetia, returned to Israel by Hamas. Cancelling Netanyahu's strike would mark the beginning of the end of democracy there. So remember, but the ICJ and the ICC, remember that they have rejected the request by Israel to say that they must withdraw the charges. So he remains a war criminal and should be brought to The Hague. So that is what it means, remember that. Let's go to the, you understand, what we will say is the editorial and see what they have there and so forth. Okay, Hamas denies U.S. claim it plans to breach truce by attacking Gaza civilians. So all this here is very clear that remember that Israel, the entire country, has to be dismantled if you want peace on this earth. That is very, very clear. Once rivals Egypt, Turkey and Qatar join forces to run Gaza after the Israeli Hamas war, all bunch of murtads in Turkey and Qatar and Egypt, fools and idiots they are, you must remember, that they think that then they'll get involved. Israel, the world will tell Russia must recompensate Ukraine for all the damage. So why not? Israel must pay for all the damages and genocide there in Gaza. But everywhere it is double standards, you must remember that. Why is Trump threatening to let Netanyahu restart the Gaza war? We prepared for you. You got no men to fight. We got the men to fight. Remember that. We love martyrdom and you are the biggest haramis and cowards when it comes to fighting. So we all know that, the Jutlas, you see that. So yeah, you must remember, I'm reading to you from the Haaretz editorial. Victims of October 7 won't have closure unless a state commission of inquiry is formed. And that is what is blocking Netanyahu. Once again, Netanyahu chooses Hamas over Israel's security. You see, his own personal things. Netanyahu and his allies resumed their war on Israel's judicial system. Israelis don't deserve opposition leader Benny Gantz. So they have enough problems of their own and so forth and so on. And thereafter, I saw something interesting. Now, let me just go back to it there. They got something about foreign people, what they did to them and so forth. So I'll just go there and read that for you from the Haaretz newspaper here. So Israel said to deport 32 foreign activists who helped Palestinian harvest olives. You see that? It's their olives, but the Jutlas, haramis, murderers, they want to steal the olive trees, the olive gardens, all that. Some foreigners came them to help them, so they said, no, they're going to deport them as well. Netanyahu Rafah crossing to reopen based on Hamas programs in returning hostages. So they say they can't because you're not opening, so how the heavy equipment will come in and so forth. So they say all excuses. Israel was kicked out, Jews were kicked out from 109 countries. You must remember that. And they are a cursed nation. Quran curses them. And their punishment will continue right till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Israel in this past few days has already murdered about 50 or more Palestinians. So what ceasefire are we talking about? America, big problem for Trump, the tin-pot dictator, no king protest, you see that? So the no king means no tin-pot dictator and no monarchy system here. So they all are against him in all 50 states and against his migrant policy and against his pedophile and against sending army in where the Democrats are ruling and so forth. So I think that, you know, my proposal is to FIFA, they're not a bunch of donkeys as well, that you should change the venue from America to some other country or just give it to Canada and Mexico. America is very unsafe, remember that. And Trump, inshallah, they're going for civil war. And Israel also going for civil war. Inshallah. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma shamshattid shamlahum. Allahumma dambir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubi musufufim. These are the statistics, right? So they had 7 million people in 50 states in America. More than 2,700 cities, people marching and so forth. And they were shouting, danger, danger. You see, there's a pedophile in the house, in the White House, it means, you see that. What humiliation. So Trump and his administration say, no, these are people who hate America. They don't hate America, they hate you because you are a disgrace to America. You're a rapist, you're a pedophile, and you're a felon and a criminal, and all that is proven. Therefore, you don't want to release the Epstein files and so forth and so on. So what he calls them, I chuckled, but you need to understand something. So all these people who are die Trump, as he will say it, the Harami and the Republican policy and so forth. He called them Intifa, whatever. And our Palestinians, when they have uprising against the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Haramis, they call it Intifada, the uprising and so forth. You Christians, what the hell are you all up to? Your Pope today, you must remember, took a satanic priest and he canonized him, made him a saint and all that. You can see how the Christian Church and the Vatican are all corrupted to the core as well and so forth. Hamas said, go to hell, we will not disarm. And 100% you don't disarm. US attacks China's time center, you see, but they were not successful. So China is just waiting for opportunity to fix America up. And America's now, if you know anything about the real politics and economics, their debts are gone to the worst level. The economy is shrinking there in America, and the shutdown continues. All this because of the foolishness and stupidity and the donkey you got there, Trump, you must remember. UK, they were 100% active. There in there, you must remember the genocide against Palestine and Gaza and so forth. So they're telling the people that now get ready for the post-war Gaza contracts and all that, you can make big profit. That's all they worship, you must remember that. So whether it is Trump, whether it is this Arab Tanpot dictators, Murtaz, Khabis, and this UK and all of them, Yahya Sinwar, I sent it out, Rahimahullah, Al-Mujahidul Kabir, Al-Shaheed, he intercepted, he was a master in the Hebrew language, you know. So Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him the highest stages there in Jannah, you must remember. So what he said, that we intercepted the money and everything from UAE. UAE are pakka khabis, haramis of the first order. And remember that they're helping the Israelis, they're helping there against the Sudan government and so forth, and the rapid support for and everywhere for destabilizing, but they do the dirty work for America and Israel. So again, disgrace. MBS pakka murtad harami and MBZ pakka murtad harami. And you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. And all these Salafi scholars for dollars, why can't you speak? Tomorrow you think that your silence will be acceptable? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, from tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Mohana Salim Karib will be back. Allah Ta'ala brought him back safely. Allah reward him and his family. We thank Hafiz Wadi for standing in. You know, when you have water, then wudu. No water, then tayammum. So, mashallah, Mohana Salim is the water and Hafiz Wadi was the tayammum. So, Allah Ta'ala reward Hafiz Wadi also for all the sacrifices and his family as well. And thereafter, then from Tuesday morning, remember this, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, and you as well, the Sirius FM, because many of you tune in also to the early morning program. From Tuesday morning, the Adhan will go 10 to 4, and then 4 o'clock I'll be here, inshallah, downstairs, inshallah, for the program, and inshallah, Al-Aziz, we'll fire up because the Salat time is coming earlier. The last one we leave for the best. You see, the best one for the last one for the best. Wait, you have to call it Sahuk. Every one of you, Sahuk owes you money. You got valid complaints against Sahuk presently. They took your money and are not prepared to refund it. They're reviewing all that, all nonsense talk as far as we are concerned. So now the government is involved, the CRL. We made contact with our respected honorable chartered accountant, Haji Abu Bakr Karwa. So he's busy to take them to the cleaners, inshallah, and will inform the CRL about all their abnormalities in their balance sheet and whatever else. We contacted other parties as well. Our lawyers are also busy. Yesterday, Brother Suleiman and myself, we sent out our complaints and so forth to them. Number one complaint, that your former president, ex-president was who? That you must remember, Mr. Esop. You see that? So now Mr. Esop is a person who was working there for who? For the JSE. and Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and they caught him and they found him guilty for misconduct and so forth, and he paid a fine, 140,000. So the question arises, this 140,000, did he, Mr. Esop, you must remember, pay from his own pocket, or was it from Sahuk's funds? It's alleged that he paid from Sahuk's funds, you must remember that. So you have to, the proper come to dance, no? You must remember this. And then we had that, we sent that interview, you must remember what we had with him, but that 48,000 business with Ismail Kolwadia, the Amir and leader, for 18 years. So all that has been sent already to them. And so they must know all the things that are going on, the shenanigans and so forth. And Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib is also preparing his, you understand, documents and so forth. We sent that as well, you must remember, to you, this people, you must remember, this CRL. When I have to think of CRL, I think of Cyril, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa. So CRL. So Mr. Shaheen Esop has a lot of answering to do to the public. And likewise, you must remember, you, Sahuk, as a whole, we're just putting the final nails in the people's coffin, inshallah. We're going to go all out, inshallah. I'm telling you now. And on Spielnin, you know that very well. You come and tell me you want to take me to court. You say, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai, you want to take him to court. You want to take the DA. I can't speak on behalf of DA. DA to vote for them is haram. That is our fatwa. But I can speak on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai and myself. We're waiting for you to take us to court. Dance al di popo dance. You must remember that. We're waiting for you. We dare you to take us to court. Come off his wadi. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti sir. Mufti sir, Islamically, what's the ruling when it comes to the religious festivals of people belong to other faiths, about wishing them well and so on, and also participating in those festivals?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We all know that Diwali started today, tonight, tomorrow, and so forth. We know that when we were very young, then when October, November came, then they spoke about, you must remember, Guy Fawkes and what have you. Then we know there's Christmas, 25th December. Then we know New Year and all that, 2026. And you must remember, so Islamically, whether it's Diwali, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's Halloween, and whether it is any other festival celebration of the non-Muslims, absolutely haram from A to Z. Let me give you the proof for all this and then give you the examples. Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhul yahuda wal nasara awliya. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Chapter 5, verse 51. Ba'duhum awliya ubad. They are the friends of one another. Remember that. They made it very clear there in the Gaza genocide and so forth. The Jews are with the Christians, and the Christians over them. We speak of majority of them. So your America and Europe and so forth. And remember, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. And whosoever befriends them, you love their festivals and you love their celebrations, you become part and parcel of them. So that is what you must remember that. So Almighty Allah there in chapter 5 verse 51 spoke about Jews and Christians. So what about the Hindus and what about the Buddhas and what about the atheists and all these characters? Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 8, Surah Anfal, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, all of them, put them together. They are the friends and the protectors of one another. How India is helping Israel commit genocide there. In, you must remember, Palestine, occupied Palestine. So chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 73. Chapter 8, verse number 73. So therefore, this applies to all non-Muslims. So that's Quran, right? Number two is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two ahadith, both are sahih and authentic. Man tashabbaha biqawmin, whoever imitates and mimics a people becomes part and parcel of them. And hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. Then in sahih, authentic hadith in Musnad Abi Awana, Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man kathara sawada qawmin fawamin. home. Now they have their firecrackers display. You say, no, let me just go check it and see it and all. So you become part and parcel of that crime. Tomorrow you wake up with them, Allah forbid. You wake up with the Jews, with the Christians, with the Hindus, with the Buddhas, with the non-Muslims. So we should be very, very concerned. Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. He passed the fatwa, and the fatwa is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations. So whether it is the Jutlas, Haramis, Rosh Hashanah, their New Year, whether it is New Year or Christmas, whether it is Guy Fawkes or whether it is Diwali, whether it is Halloween or whatever, all haram in Islam. For you as a Muslim to advertise and wish them well, happy greetings and all that, to sell firecrackers, to sell anything related, connected to Diwali, your income is 100% haram and not permissible. For those of you who are ulama, I speak of real ulama here, yeah, not all these scholars for dollars and that. So those of you who are real ulama and scholars, and those of you who are really serious students and not just passengers passing time in the Darul Ulooms, so go and read the work of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. His book is called Iqtida'u Sirat al-Mustaqim fi Mukhalafati Ashab al-Jahim, a masterpiece it is. I have a copy, alhamdulillah. So he writes so many examples that were in Islam for us to contribute, to participate, to look at it, spectator, whatever it is all absolutely haram. And according to all four schools, you must remember what I said. So if the Hindu person tells you Happy Diwali, so what must you say? You must say, Yahdikumullah. May Almighty Allah guide you to the truth. Your Hindu, is their business, they practice, is their thing. We don't object on that. I am speaking to you Muslims. So today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, whenever, they send to you some Diwali food and so forth. Can you partake of it? Absolutely haram. Because they believe in idols and they worship all these things. Yeah? So on their religious occasions, they dedicate it to their idols and deities and semi-gods. So for you as a Muslim, absolutely haram to accept it. You must remember that. You must decline and say, no, we're not allowed. With respect, you can tell them, so there's no problem with that. But we love making compromise. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. That the Shaitan is pleased and you want Allah to be pleased. So remember that Almighty Allah is never pleased when we compromising. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffah. Enter into Islam in its totality. Remember, no pick and choose. This is not a supermarket. This is deen of Islam, the religion of Islam. So everything related to Christmas, Diwali, Guy Fawkes, Halloween, New Year, and you're promoting or you're participating or you're a spectator, A to Z, everything haram. And if you say permissible, you go out of the fold of Islam. You join MBS and MBZ and all these haramis. Be very circumspect and careful.
Mufti Sahib, this person normally discharges their zakat in Ramadan, but this year they want to discharge their zakat in December before Ramadan. Is this permissible?
Zakat, you can there. Every day you can pay zakat, you can stagger the payment, you can pay every week, you can pay every month. You call it ta'jilu zakat. You pay zakat before the due date. All that is permissible. There's no problem with that. But three things you must know. What must be your intention when you pay your zakat? You must remember that Quran Sharif is very clear. Chapter number 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And whosoever pays his zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not for name and fame, then your reward will be multiplied many, many fold. In this world you will receive the reward. In the year after, the optimum, maximum reward. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابًا ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة. So all this we enjoy, remember in this world that the permissible is just bansela, a bonus. وحسن ثواب الآخرة, the optimum, maximum, handsome reward will be in the year after. So we need to know that. And for who is that? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Almighty Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 148. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Remember, zakat must be given to poor Muslims only. You can't give zakat to non-Muslims. Remember that. Voluntary charity, you give non-Muslims, that's fine. But not zakat. Not sadaqatul fitr, fitra. Not fidya. You know, you can't fast all that, you pay fidya. So all that, the recipient must be poor, poor Muslims. So that's the second issue. Third issue here is, now your zakat is due. You must remember in Ramadan. But you're going to pay, you say, in December. So Ramadan will come around February or so. So then that portion you must also calculate. You must remember that. Because if you paid, you paid in advance. So if you paid the exact amount, so then it's fine. If you underpaid, then that amount you must remember. You have to compensate and pay the balance. And if you overpaid, so Alhamdulillah, say, Ya Allah, whatever I overpaid the previous years, 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago, all the mix-up I made, so let it compensate for that. So these are the three different scenarios you should take into consideration and cognizance of.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know if there's kafara for salah which has not been read, and also for the deceased, the marhumin, if they have missed salah, what's the way forward?
First and foremost, we need to know the importance of salat. Allah Jalla Wala made everything compulsory here on the land and in the sand. But for salat, Allah Jalla Wala extended an invitation. Ya Rasool Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rahmatan Lil Alameen, Ya Khatam Al Nabiyeen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You come, you're feeling so sad. Your Zawja Mutahara, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha has passed on. Abu Talib died a pakka kafir, non-Muslim, dispatched to Jahannam. And he protected Nabi alayhi salam for 42 years. But no Iman, no Islam. So Bukhari Sharif's hadith is very clear. He's in Jahannam and in the hellfire. And Quran is very clear. The ayat was revealed when he, Abu Talib, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's father, refused to embrace Iman, Islam. The Master alayhi salatu salam told him, read the Kalima Tayyiba. Sincerely, in my ears also, I will intercede for you. Then Abu Jahl was there next to Abu Talib. And he told him that you just stay on the deen of kufr and blasphemy and idol worship. At that time also, before his death, he's rhyming the words. The Arabs were masters of prose and poetry. So what he said, اخترت النار على العار. I choose the fire over disgrace. Imagine, that is Abu Talib. And then Almighty Allah revealed the verse, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبَتَ. You cannot give guidance to whom you love. You love him, Sayyidina. You say Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love him for Abu Talib. But you can't give hidayat. You can show the right path, give directions. But to insert the nur, the radiance, the effulgence in the heart of that person, only Allah does that. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Only Almighty Allah gives hidayat, inserting the nur, radiant effulgence in the heart of a person. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And Almighty Allah alone knows who are the rightly guided ones. Surah 28 and verse 56. So therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that year when the Master alayhi salam was 50, 51 years old, is known in our Islamic terminology as Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness. After that, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited for the miraculous nocturnal journey, physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness. Chapter number 17, verse number 1, the beginning of the 15 supara, the 15 Jews. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Allah speaks about the miraculous nocturnal journey of Isra from Makkah Mukarramah there to Masjid al-Aqsa, the means of conveyance, Buraq, going at the speed of lightning, you see that. Then reading and performing Salat there at Aqsa al-Mubarak, all the Anbiya prophets behind, Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. And then the Master alayhi salam Mi'raj, going from Masjid al-Aqsa right to the seven heavens and beyond. Go read chapter number 53, Surah wal-Najmi, verses 1 to 18. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about the incident and episode of Mi'raj. We should know all this enshrined in the noble Quran. And so many ahadiths, go open Muslim Sharif, the entire details are mentioned there. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the court of Almighty Allah. Take these three gifts, Ya Rasulullah. First gift, the five daily salat, to show us how important salat is. Became compulsory there in the celestial, there above the heavens and skies and all that. And second one, the two last verses of Surah Baqarah, verses 285, 286 of Surah Baqarah. And then go give late tidings to those people who preserve their Iman, Islam, and they die on it, and they don't commit kufr and shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy and so forth. For them is Jannah and Paradise. So that is the gift. Now a person misses salat like 70-80% of the ummah today. So the question is posed, ma hukmu tariki salat? Imam Ahmad, majority sahaba, companions, students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is sahaba, and Ahmad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, such a person murtad out of the fold of Islam, nikah is broken, wa lam yudfan fi maqabir al-muslimin, he cannot be buried in a Muslim graveyard. And if you look at their dalail and proof in the light of Quran and Sunnah and Sahaba, is very strong. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, wrote the whole book, I am it, Alhamdulillah, Kitabu Salah. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik say, the person who does not read Salat, he must be killed, capital punishment, male or female. You see that? Because you must remember the Muslim, but they are skating on very thin ice. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says, Al-Habs, you imprison, incarcerate them, Hatta Yamut, or Yatub, till they die, or they repent, and so forth. So there's no kafara whilst a person is alive. Nobody allows that. Then the rich people, who I must become? They can just make EFT the whole time, you see that? So you must read Salat whilst you are alive. And then you pass away, and for 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, you never read Salat. Only Hanafis pass this fatwa, nobody else. So 200 rand per day you must pay to the poor Muslims. Per day. So if you miss 10 days Salat, 2,000 rand. You see that? And they must give it to poor, poor Muslims. So it'll go into millions and so forth. And second one is this, that you don't have the money in the estate, then you, the heirs, should try and pay. But there's no guarantee that Almighty Allah will still forgive that person. So we should know all these issues and take cognizance of it, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to read our five daily Salat on time, the men in the masjid, and the women at home. Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam? Quran says, first answer they will give, qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. They will say, we never perform and never read our Salat. You see how important it is regarding Salat. Today people say, no, my heart is clean. So whether I read Salat or not, they take it very light according to Quran Sharif, that you go straight to Jahannam. Remember this. And this is enshrined in Surah 74, Surah Muddathir, verses 42 and 43. And the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. One of the first things we'll be questioned about on the day of justice and reckoning is about our salat, our dedication, devotion to it. حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's last farewell message to the ummah. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, الصلاة, الصلاة. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ Your salat, hadaran wa safaran, whether you are traveling or whether you are at home, and over whom you have authority. Thousands of people going for umrah, and 70-80% don't read salat in the plane. So what good is that umrah? You're fooling yourself, you see. 90%, 80%, I told one person today also, I say you'll just go for umrah, it's just a shopping spree there. You'll just try and fool yourself and people. 90%, 80%. One big jol and one big holiday and shopping spree. And that 80-90% is like that.
We say Jazakallah khair and to Mufti Sahib, time for a break. Do remember, Sunday afternoon Q&A program is from 2 p.m. right until 4 p.m. Monday night, the Q&A is from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. We continue after this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, what is the latest news from Saudi Arabia?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now during the break, I see people sending me Muslim business people advertising Diwali festival, ABC company, XYZ, whoever it is, haram is haram. I told you 100 times, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. Hamara mamla to Allah ke saath hai. Hamara mamla to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath hai. Quran is very clear on that. We don't have to bother what he says or she says or they say. Almighty Allah states, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 62, وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْدُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are the most deserving that you please him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and you please him, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you have true iman. Ye iman ka taqaza hai. So we should know that very, very clearly and so forth. What is the latest in Saudi Arabia? So you must remember that the latest is that they're opening now. You must remember the Salman Gate. You see, every king there wants to have a certain memory and so forth and so on, you must remember. So that is, you know, there, you know, that is something that they think they're going to have. But the Saudis are Najdis. And for Najdis, remember Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused to make dua. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And they tell you Najd is Iraq. But that's a big lie. Najd is Saudi Arabia. It is Riyadh. It is Ha'il. It is Qasim. And the places we went to. And if you look at the hadith on Mawaqit and Miqat of Hajj and Umrah, it will tell you that Wali Ahli Najdin Qarnul Manazil. So that makes it clear. You must remember that. So one of the Imams of Saudi Arabia there of Medina Munawwara was in Moscow last week. Sheikh Abdullah Buwaijan. You must remember that. And he delivered a more this thing there. So mashallah, I read Jummah Salat there in the same masjid. Not I performed Salat there as an Imam, but I was there for Jummah. But they gave lecture there in their Russian language and so forth. So we don't understand what's really going on. And thereafter, you must remember that Saudi Arabia are very excited. They are part of the World Cup next year. You see that? So they are. That is what they believe in 2030 and 2034. I'm telling you now, inshallah, they will not, inshallah, host that World Cup. There will be civil war there. There will be big problem. Inshallah. Allahumma ahalik ahle Saud kama ahalak ta'ada wa samud. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, you must remember, is going to destroy them. I'm just looking at their newspapers. So Cardi B joined Soundstorm 2025 in Riyadh. They bring the prostitutes there, they bring the gays there, they bring the lesbians there, and they say that they are Al-Hukumatu Rashida. And the Saudi scholars who are collecting money from them, you must remember that they are the ones who are totally silent. There is a scholar, you know, Aleppo is called Halab. It has produced giants, you must remember that. Our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, is from there, from Halab. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, Sheikh Sabuni, master in tafsir. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, master in hadith, also Aleppo. You see that? And Halab. The Khattatul Quran, the person who wrote the Quran 10 times or more by his head. So you must remember his full name, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. So I asked him his history, geography. He told me, I'm in Halab. So he's from Halab as well, Aleppo. He's alive, 90 years old, very sick, and so forth and so on. So we should know that these are the great giants. So now they are torturing him. You must remember, one of the scholars, the real scholars, are they in jail. And they are being tortured by the Saudi Kafir regime. We make it very clear, the Saudi regime are Kafir regime. You must remember that. They got nothing to do with Islam. They believe more in the Israel and America and all these haramis and so forth. So I sent it out, the article, and inshallah, I just go to one of the groups and we'll find it there. And any one of you want more information regarding how you must write emails regarding Sahuk and the shenanigans, so you inshallah that you just contact me. You can phone me, I give my number to everybody, I got no problem. 071-888-1184, or you send me an email, but I prefer WhatsApp. And you can send me email akhussein@gmail.com and so forth. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, personally led an intelligence operation against the collaborators in Gaza. You see that? So he was a master. Sinwar had intercepted UAE funds sent to Israel-backed gangs. So all that there. Labbaik, Labbaik, Ya Gaza. What a beautiful poem that was. You see that Abdul Qadir, there's not my writing there. The Khattat, the calligrapher, his name is Abdul Qadir. It's a bookmarker, you see that. Here's the article. Listen, I'll just read the first two. The health of Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Munajjid, Hafizahullah wa ra'ahu wa shafa, Allah ta'ala protect him, giving shifa, has deteriorated in Saudi prisons due to a lack of medical care. Sheikh Al-Munajjid is a Syrian Islamic scholar of Palestinian origin, born in Aleppo in 1961. So he was born after me. So remember that he is from Halab. He moved to Saudi Arabia at a young age with his family, where he completed his studies and all these type of things. And you must remember, he knew all of them, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh Usaymin, Sheikh bin Jibreel, and all of these people here, yeah, Shankriti and all of them, you see. But now he speaks against, you must remember, the government and so forth. So then you must remember, he was arrested by Saudi authorities in 2017 on unclear charges and remains in prison without charge, trial or rights. You see that? That's your Wahhabi, your Najdi, your Kafir regime. So, and led by who? By Sudais. He was a member in religious matters. Therefore, me, if Sudais comes here, even here in Lens, me, I'll never go meet him. To me, he's a traitor to Islam. You must remember that. We must be very clear on our stance. People who stood on the fence are guilty of committing a major, major offense.
Mufti Saab, a woman in Hayes wants clarification pertaining to the rulings for going into Ihram and what do you do thereafter, Mufti Saab?
I'm inundated with that question. Our women, oh, masters, you must remember that. So now we very serious today, it's a nice story time, then we'll come to the Hayes and the menses and all this issue, you see. So one brother told me, he said that, you know, this husband and wife, walima time, then must they eat together or can they send the food to an orphanage and so forth? So that was the question, whether the husband asked it or the wife asked it. You understood of his Bawadi and Bilal the question. The question is, there's a walima, so is it compulsory for the husband and wife to eat from that walima? Or can they want to send the food and all that to the orphanage? So I said, send the food to the orphanage, no problem. The husband and wife will eat together at night. They'll eat many things at night. You see that? So must remember that. First thing, you must read the dua before you start eating. You understood? So what dua are you going to read? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla wala, save us, husband and wife, from Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Wa jannibi shaitan ma zaqtana, and save our children from the Satan, Shaitan, Iblis and Lucifer. Is Bukhari Sharif's hadith authentic? So by eating, meaning there you kissing and smooching and touching and doing everything that is permissible. So therefore we told them that you can eat together together when you're in your privacy and you don't have to worry. Your walima, give it to the poor people, mashallah, Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible, no problem with that. Now, this is a different scenarios. The lady left South Africa, Hong Kong, Hammanskraal, wherever, she's already in menses. So I told them, go to Medina first. They said, no, the bookings are done, they can't change it. But now the intention is Umrah. So now she must make intention. So now she will go into Ihram, whether they're at Dubai or Istanbul or Addis Ababa or Doha or Cairo or wherever. And then they go to Makkah. So now she will stay in the hotel. She can't enter the Haram in that state of menses. And she can change her clothing, her underwear, she can take a bath, ghusl, all that, but she will not touch soap, shampoo, lotion, all these things. So after 5-6 days, now she's clean. Now this is the first mistake you'll make, you ladies. You're just too much in a hurry. And then after 3-4 days, you saw, oh, no bleeding now, no all that. You say, come on, let me take my bath and I'm going to make Umrah. When you come back, the bleeding starts. So it means you perform your Umrah during the state of menses, absolutely haram. So you get sin for that also. And now, when you did all this gabgal and upside down things, you went to cut your hair and all that. So now there's big problems. So what you'll have to do is that you go again there to Masjid Aisha or whatever, and you re-perform that Umrah and so forth from A to Z. And when you're 100% tahira and clean and so forth. That's one scenario, right? If you can perform. Then second scenario, your entire stay there, 7, 8, 9, 10 days, you are in your menses. So you stay in your ihram, and now when it's time for you to leave, then you cut your hair. Come out of ihram, and you slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. Where are you going to slaughter? Just tell a taxi guy, Mazbah. And you go there to the abattoir. Where's the abattoir? Where Mina ends and Muzdalifah starts, and you choose your goat or your sheep and you get it slaughtered there. Don't trust these other people, 90% crooks and no mufatiyas. They will tell you they will slaughter, they pocket the money. You must go yourself and do it. So that's second scenario. Third scenario, the lady went just like that. She didn't go into a haram. So in a case like that, she has to slaughter a goat or a sheep. Or in a case like that, where she didn't enter haram, now she's clean and so forth, then go to Taif. Because you entered from outside now completely and you're not in a haram, so you'll have to go to the other miqats, whichever one. So go to Taif, you can spend a night there also if you want to, spend time there, visit the places there, Masjid Ibn Abbas and Masjid Adas, and you know, where the Battle of Taif took place. Then you go to Sail. Sail is the miqat, wonderful facilities. What the Saudis did, in some places, you must give them due. I fasten ihram there myself, so we know. So you go there to Sail, and from there, Sail is how you have a big sale in a shop like that. Sin Ya Lam. So you go there, make your intention there, read your salat if you want to, two rakat nafil. You don't read also is alright, and then you make intention for Umrah, and then Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Another scenario is this, that people who are going to Makkah first, and after that, they're going to Medina Munawwara. So they got 6-7 days in Makkah, 6-7 days in Medina. Their daughter, wife, sister is in menses. So now you cut your hair, everything, you understood, you come out of ihram. You go to Medina Munawwara. Now today the trains are moving up and down, you must remember that. So when the trains are moving, so you just buy the ticket for the next day. When you are 100% sure you are clean, you took your ghusl, early morning you go from Medina to Makkah, you make intention there for Umrah, and then you perform your Umrah, and then mashallah, by Asr time, Maghrib time, you're back in Medina Munawwara. So that's a very easy solution for those ladies who are in their hayz and you don't want to pay any penalties and so forth and so on. Allah make another point. All those tablets, all they just stay away from that. It's not even permissible according to many ulama. And second thing, it's just harmful. Your daughter, 12, 13, 14 years old, just got baligha, and now you're already putting on all this because women, it's haram to do all these things here. Yeah? So you'll need to come to your senses. You know, common sense is no more so common also. So your parents also should use your brains, you know. Don't just go like, follow the Pied Piper and like sheep. Islam don't allow those things there.
Mufti Saab, Islamically, are we allowed to expose someone who is scamming people all the time, Mufti Saab?
100%, you must. Give me his name with evidence, I will expose him. How are we exposing Sahuk and all of them? How are we expose these so-called Sharia-compliant guys making this halal, this halal, this halal? They are multi-millionaires now in dollars, never mind in rents and so forth and so on. So that is our duty. It's first compulsory to do that. Where's the deal for all these things here? لا يحب الله الجهر بسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Go open the beginning of the six Jews, the six Supara. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala teaches us, Allah does not like when you expose people publicly and all this type of thing, except if you are oppressed. When the ANC are oppressing us, you see that? They charge us taxes like we can't believe. They pocket the money like you can't believe. And therefore, you can see they're in the doldrums. Nobody believes them anymore. And next year election, you will see how they will fare. So now, if you know this week here, yeah, they lost seats to the people who party you never expected. You must remember this. So big people got no confidence, nothing, nothing. You must, whether it's white, whether it's black, whether it's pink, whether it's yellow, whether it's brown, 80%, 90% have lost confidence. I lost confidence in them from 94. I told you that 100 times. So go and read Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 148. You see that? But when you oppressed, you must speak. You must remember that. That guy scammed my neighbor, he scammed this one, he scammed my son, he scammed. So we must take their name and shame them, you must remember. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some munafiqeen and hypocrites' names and exposed them to the ummah. You must remember that. 3, Imam Abu Hanifa and you Hanafis, go read Al-Ashba wa Nazahir by Ibn Nujaym. Imam Abu Hanifa said, when these people do all this unda, dandas and so forth, and his matters of deen and so forth, today you must expose them. Go study the whole science of Asma'ul Rijal. Yesterday in the Sufi Masjid, they had ta'aleem. So then after Asr, so the person reading, he used the word Asma'ul Rijal. So I know that majority of them don't even know what it means. So I said, you finish now, let me take over. I said, Asma'ul Rijal are the reporters, narrators in the hadith. Imam Bukhari narrates and he goes to the Sahaba. You see that? Then to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ask Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, ma hiya silsilatu zahab? What is the golden chain in hadith for the hadith transmission? He said, An Malik, An Nafi, An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu maqal. Imam Malik reports from Imam Nafi. Imam Nafi reports from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ma. He, Abdullah ibn Umar, reports from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the golden chain. So we are the only people who have this. You ask the priest, you ask the Pope, all of them, what's your Bible? According to Mark, according to Matthew, according to Luke. Why according to, according? None of them met Jesus. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, peace be upon him. So we are the only people. Then they will tell you that Rawi, that reporter, Kazab, huwa Dajjal, laysa bithiqatin, ay huwa shi'iyun, he's a pakka kafir shia, and so forth. So why they use all these words? So that to protect the ummah from these type of, you understand, personalities and people, crooked chaps, you see. So when the people are scamming others, you can't be silent because it's your friend or it's your family. You must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. You must remember this kind of things. But today we want to be goody-goody, you see. I want to be good with this guy and this guy. But when that guy scams you or your family, then you want to pull out the gun and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must name them and shame them. If you got evidence that ABC person did another person down, 1 million, 5 million, 100 million, 100,000, and you send it to us with evidence, 100% we'll take their name and shame them. You must remember that. So there's no such thing that we must just keep quiet, and especially where that person is a habitual offender and criminal. That's why we take on Trump and Netanyahu and this Arab transport dictators and everybody, you see that, and the Kafir Shias and whole lot, and the Salafi characters as well.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to listen to the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem and read at the same time?
It's not permissible to do that unless you are learning how to read the Qur'an Sharif correctly. Qur'an Kareem teaches us, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Qur'an Sharif is being read, people just leave the CD on, the computer on, and so forth. Then nobody is listening, or if they are there, they're all talking and making ribat and backbiting and talking nonsense in the process. Listen to what the Quran Sharif states. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran Sharif is being read, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. You students, ulama, write down. Allah didn't say فَاسْمَعُوا لَهُ. Allah said, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen attentively. كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِي. The more letters in a word, the more emphasis in the meaning. So if somebody translated listen, and that's all, it's incomplete translation. You must add, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen attentively. How the word ittiba, people translate, follow me, fattabi'uni. So that is incomplete translation. Ittiba means to follow me immaculately. So we need to understand this whole science of translation as well. Wa ansitu, and remain silent. You see that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that the mercy of Almighty Allah envelopes you, encompasses you. This is the ending of Surah 7, Surah A'raf, chapter 7, and verse number 204. Yes, you are listening to Sheikh Khalil Husri. I met him also. Sheikh Abdul Basit also we met. Allah grant them all Jannatul Fir. They're the best readers in the world in the past century. You must imagine. They're the old fairy tales. We don't speak about the other issue about beard and that. We're not discussing that. We are discussing recitation. So they are the best. Now you got their whole Quran. You got certain surahs. So you listen to it. And then you read with them. Like how Sheikh Khalil Husri reads. You know, Hadar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you read like that. Alhamdulillah. So that's fine. Oh, you are reading. You must remember Tarateel. You want to learn Qiraat. You don't understand? Yesterday, 7 ulama from Darul Newcastle who graduated, all my students. So they came here. They flew down from Cape Town on Friday. And then they came here to Lance. Then yesterday they went to visit Maulana Mansurul Haq. You understand? Who was at Darul Newcastle from 1979 right up to 2000. And you must remember, he was there for 16, 17 years, you know. So you must remember that. So he made great khidmat. He's very, very sick. You understand? He can't even recognize them and all that. So Allah give him our Maulana Mansurul Haq, Shifa'i Kamil. Allah make easy for his family. Then they came to visit me yesterday. So I told him, Ahlan wa sahlan, mashallah. So you see, now some of them, they read Quran beautifully. So now they want to imitate, emulate Sheikh Abdul Basit. You know Sheikh Sayyidin? Many of you invite. He studied in Darul Uloom, so you must remember that. He reached the Qari Basit to a great extent. So he also was our student there, Darul Uloom, Newcastle, and so forth. This Ismail Lon is my student. His father also is my student. So you must remember like that, that great, great people, you must remember today, that he studied there in the various Darul Ulooms and so. So if you want to learn from them, that's a different thing. But you just want to play fool, that is not permissible. You must listen to the Quran Sharif attentively. So while I'm on this topic and before the break, so all of you listen. Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz. This week, Wednesday, right? Today is Sunday. So my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub Hafizahullah of Rustenburg will come and fetch me. So we will go, me and my wife, Insha'Allah. From here, we will go to Costa. Your brother's in Costa, so be ready, right? So we're coming there your way, Wednesday. I came once, long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, with CII that time. I remember I had a program there in the masjid. So maybe some brothers passed away, some and they were came new there. So anyway, we got program there Wednesday night after Maghrib, okay? So that is in Costa. And then after Isha, we'll go to Rustenburg with Haji Suleiman Yaqub and we'll stay there. Now listen to the name. Barabar Sunja. We are going to stay there by him. I spoke to him this morning. I said, now I'm giving you full proper name. Haji Yusuf Umar Isa, Damat Barakatuhum. There they called him Brownie and Joseph Bhai. See, the Mehman people, we make all golmol. There's no name like Joseph. The name is Yusuf. But you know, our people came from Port Bandar and here and there, and they just change all the names. Yaqub, they took the Ya off. And then when they reached, we have Mauritius or them Maputo and all that, L.M. Lorenzo Marx, the Ba fell off. So Yaqub became Aqub or Aku. Or, it's all golmol business all that. So you must pronounce properly. You see, no Joseph business. It's Yusuf. And similarly, there's no Aesop business. It's Yusuf also. So anyway, so he will sleep there and stay there. It's our connection. You see, good people. So Haji Yusuf is his name. So I asked him, Pejo Coronado, what's your father's name? He said, Umar. Then I said, Isa Dado. He said, ha. So that's his full name. Then I ate Damat Barakat. He said, Ibu Saru Lageto. You must eat that also for me. So inshallah, that's Wednesday night. And Thursday, we're in Rustenburg. After Fajr, Majid Abrar, Jamaat 5 o'clock there. And then after Asr, Majidur Rahmah. And the pamphlet will be ready tomorrow. Inshallah, we'll send it out. And then after Isha, the Jami Masjid there in Zinyawal. Then Friday morning, after Fajr program also after Fajr in the Jami Masjid. Then 10 o'clock or so we go to Northam. I never even knew there's a place like Northam in South Africa. So this is in Limpopo province, you see that? So I don't know, maybe they sell popos there or what. So anyway, they got Jumma there in that Masjid Sharfuddin. Nice name they gave, Sharfuddin. I asked them, who gave this name? They say, Maulana Usman Kadwa, Hafizahullah from Zinto. I said, very nice name, mashallah. Masjid. So we'll be there for Jumma, and then after we'll sleep there. And inshallah, that Mona Hafiji and them are there. And inshallah, after Isha program and after Fajr program, inshallah, then we come back to Rustenburg and come home. So that is our program for this week. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz Ji.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break. We are already 1 hour into this afternoon's Q&A program. We continue after this.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.